This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I committed an act of road rage today, but it was within the confines of my own vehicle. And I'm sorry that you had to hear that, Limits. I know you look up to me as a mentor and
yes,
a spiritual guru.
Spiritual guru. I don't know about that one.
Hadn't we already said goodbye when the phone was still on or no?
No.
Yeah.
But you hung up in a fit of rage. And I just shook my head and said, all right, it's just going to be that type of day.
Well, we were having a conversation about how you still haven't gotten a hold of Josh Harrison or made enough of an effort to.
That's your opinion.
And then you're having sinus problems.
Oh, and the sinus problems are making me depressed. The sinus problems are making me sad.
Yeah.
They're making me infuriated with the way that the weather has gone off. It's made me...
Wait, the weather's good. What are you talking about?
Well, because the weather on Friday and Saturday was awful. Raining. I was outside in the rain for an hour.
Yes.
And then Saturday, I had a family party outside that I had to be at for 2 hours, and it was 45 degrees, and I was cold.
Any time in the rock box?
No time in the rock box. If I was in the rock box, I'd probably be feeling better. And then the weather warms up, and I didn't get much sleep, and now I'm feeling like hot garbage. So I got to...
You got to perk up. You got to play through it.
Hope that I'll be good by tomorrow.
If not, call in Jolie. Let's go to the bullpen.
I might have to call in sick right before 5 alarm. I'm sure Craig would love that.
What do you remember about the Tanner Rainey era? Anything?
Oh, a lot of walks. When it rains, it pours for Tanner Rainey, and oh, did it pour.
We could do a Tanner Rainey tribute from the other day if you have that clip. And why wasn't Tommy Pham included in that? But why don't you tell people what happened, Limits, because amidst our, you know, general... checking in phone call this morning before the show, things started to happen. Mm-hmm. There was one of those slow stop guys standing there in front of my street. You know what I mean? Where one side gets to go, then the other goes. And one person didn't go on time, and I was running a little bit late, and that's when you heard me snap. What did you hear?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what you said.
Probably not, but you could work your way around it.
But you basically said to the effect, blah, 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 I'm trying to get to work. And it reminded me of that meme of the guy, I can't remember, I think it's the, I don't know what movie it was, the guy that said, I have to drive all the way to work on a Saturday, and he just crosses the street from his house to work, because, I mean, you don't have that far to go to be able to get here, so... I always wonder how long your time is going to be because you need to time it out just right to make sure that you get here on time.
Right. Well, I'm very sorry that you had to hear me like that and see me like that, although you weren't actually looking at me, but
I was picturing
as I said,
you.
I consider myself a mentor to you, and I'm sorry that you had to witness that even audibly.
I accept your apology, and I accept your apology for throwing me under the bus yesterday with the Jerry Dulac thing.
What about throwing you under the bus today with the Josh Harrison thing?
Mm.
I haven't apologized for that yet.
Not yet.
Wait, I never apologized for the Dulac thing.
No, you didn't, but I accepted anyway.
What happened? I don't even remember.
When we were back on air and I told you, all right, Joe, I'm potting you back up, which means you know you're on the air. And you said, limits. Why wouldn't you say anything about the Jerry Dulac story that just came out a couple minutes ago about, what was it, TJ Watt?
Yes. Yes. You need to inform me of these things. You're the eyes and ears of the show.
Yes.
I'm just the guy who talks. If something happens out there, I need to know.
But should I have been thrown under the bus there? Was that showing up me on the show, Joe?
Yes. No, I didn't even know we were on the air.
Oh, you knew we were on the air. I told you we were on the air.
Limits, I have 18 different things going on. I've got Bob Pompeiani to my right, T-Bird practicing for the hot dog eating contest, Corn Fetter on my left, and a ton of people that I need to interact with. People who are putting money in the boot for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
Which was awesome to see
Bob
and awesome
Walk
to hear
visiting.
About.
Do you think I hear everything you say in the headphones? I couldn't hear that. That was a general thing of limits. I see this Jerry Dulac story you didn't inform me about. Sort of busting your chops a little bit. And it was meant to be private. And I apologize if you were embarrassed by that.
And I accept your apology. And I apologize to you too for the gaffes that I've had in the past.
You had gas?
Gaffes.
Oh. Apology accepted. For sure. Did you find the Tanner Rainey clip or no? I want to say goodbye to him. How could they? How long is Tommy Pham going to be here, by the way?
There were multiple Tanner Rainey clips.
Why don't they just include him? What's happening? Why is he still on the team?
And it's a line drive, base hit into left field. And the game is tied. And they'll go station to station as Pham gets the ball in. Arias singles to left. Scores Iglesias. Diaz to third. Tatis to second.
I'm talking about depressed. Poor Greg Brown calling that.
At least Pham made the play there, right?
Oh, yes.
Got the throw into second. That's not where I begin, however, today, Limits. Although we're going to get to that pretty quickly. Is it seems to me there's some guys in at AAA finally knocking on the door, and the Pirates, instead of inviting them in, are keeping the door locked. What are we doing here?
It's a private party, Joe.
Yeah, there seems to be several. If you need help with a bat, if you need help in the outfield, if you need help in your bullpen, which they surely do, all of the above, and if you need the second best prospect in all of baseball, and who doesn't, then how about opening the doors? That would have made for a good opening rant now that I think about it, Limits, and I'm sorry I didn't do that. Where are my reads? You didn't give me them either, not to throw you under the bus.
I'll go get them now.
You don't have to. I don't need them. I know that off the top, don't leave. We have to interact here. I know that off the top is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. And do we have treats today? Dan Marino coming up at 11 o'clock, followed by Brian Batko. Who's the more famous football person in this town, Batko or Marino?
Probably Batko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close. I'll say that much.
I learned that Batko and I were talking yesterday. He is a distant cousin of Dan Marino.
What?
That's what he said. Like a third cousin.
All right, we're asking Marino that absolutely at 11. Well, and he better confirm.
He said that he's only met Dan once and that Dan would not remember him.
That's okay. We're still asking him. That's incredible. And Batko also told me that he was leaving the facility the other day and a fan yelled out to him, there goes the Batconian mongoose.
Wow.
How about that?
That is the power and influence that you have in this city, Joe.
I thought that that was a little bit cumbersome as a nickname. Mm. It's three words, two of them rather long, the Batconian mongoose, and yet it seems to be taking off.
Instead of just mongoose.
Yeah. Well,
like how City Limits has been shortened to Limits.
Yes.
And a lot of people prefer Limits. In the text line, everybody just says Limits.
Limits, right.
Speaking of Limits, there was a bird that flew into my house yesterday, into my garage.
I got asked about that on Twitter for some reason for my weekly mailbag.
Really?
In your house or your garage?
Into my garage. So I see this bird that's like by the front porch. And then as I walk towards the front porch, he walks towards the back, closer to the garage.
Yes.
And then as I'm walking towards the garage a little bit later on, I see the bird fly in. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So he ends up landing on like something on the very edge of the garage. Then he gets trapped by where, so like there's some extra leaves.
Wait, what kind of bird?
I don't know, just a regular bird, not like a...
There's lots of birds out there, Limits.
I know, what's a normal
a
bird?
A robin?
It wasn't a cardinal, it wasn't a blue jay.
Brown, was it brown?
Yeah, it was a brown
bird.
Yeah,
probably a, what did I just say? A robin.
A robin.
Yeah.
It might have been a robin.
I'm sorry to interrupt your story, go
That's
ahead.
That's okay. And I could tell that the bird was probably very young because the bird did not really fly very well. Could not fly that far, at least.
Maybe he was injured.
Did not look injured. Mm. I tried to evaluate the bird the best I could by not getting too close. And then the bird was just trying to go into like all kind of small spaces. So the bird eventually, as I'm trying to like bang on a couple of things to make like some sounds and like try to like not completely scare the bird, but get the bird just to, you know, leave and fly away. Flew to the back of the garage where we had some extra drywall and flew into the drywall and like
dead?
No. But then the bird walked back into like a little alley, not an alleyway, but like a little cubby that we have, a little corner where we keep like our water tank.
Yeah.
And he just stood back there for a while. And we tried to get him out. And he went behind the hot water tank. So we're just like, you know what? We're just going to leave the garage open and see if the bird leaves.
Yeah.
I come back in like an hour and a half and the bird is gone. And we check behind the hot water tank. We check the most of the garage and I don't see the bird. So I believe the bird left on his own volition.
You know what a bird studier is called, Limits? Wrong. An ornithologist. Did you know that?
An ornithologist.
An ornithologist.
Never heard of it.
We should go on a bird watch someday. Would you like to do that? It sounds like you're very interested in this bird.
I was more interested in the bird leaving my garage, but yes. I was curious if he was a young bird. I felt bad for the bird. I wanted the bird to leave and be with the bird's family.
There's a place in Mount Lebanon called Bird Park. You and I could go with binoculars and go on a regular old bird watch.
Alan Saunders commented and said, ask Starkey where he keeps the bird milk.
Bird milk.
Bird milk.
You should have at least gotten a bottle of that for your troubles.
The text line says that it's a sparrow.
Sparrow. Could have been. Remember Rory Sparrow from Villanova played for the Knicks?
No.
Of course you don't. Two things are on my mind today, Limits. I know we opened one of last week's shows, as I recall, with trade talk, all kinds of trade talk. There's two things on my mind to sort of continue that, but with a fresh topic. It's the caller yesterday, your friend, as a matter of fact, who suggested the Pirates call the Boston Red Sox for one Roman Anthony and offer up Bubba Chandler on the simple premise of, we have the best pitching prospect in baseball. Could we trade him to you who needs pitching for the best hitting prospect in baseball? And I think people became fascinated by that. And it makes all the sense in the world. And Bob put out a Twitter poll asking that question with a cautionary note, because, you know, when these things get picked up by various websites, all of a sudden it becomes, you know, somebody reported something or you know, it becomes a trade rumor. This is simply a theoretical exercise, but it could turn into something more than that if Ben Cherington were to dial 12 digits. Is that how many are in a phone number, Limits? Three plus three and four. 10 digits.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, 10, not 12. That's all he would have to do. I'm sure he has the number. He used to work for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the poll is nearing an end right now. I think it was 24 hours by our friend Bob. 2,000 people had voted. That's the kind of numbers you get for one of these political polls, whether you believe them or not. That's a pretty fair sampling of the Pirate fan base.
There's a lot of people out there in the populace.
And there is. And guess how many said they would do that trade? How many? I'm assuming a lot of Pirates fans, or if not all, how many said they would trade Bubba Chandler for the best hitting prospect in all of baseball?
So I haven't seen the poll since about 6 o'clock yesterday. I'm going to say it was pretty close when I looked at it. I'm going to say that 44% of Pirate fans would not do it.
Yeah. Wrong. Well, I asked you how many would.
Oh, how many would?
Yes.
I'm going to say, actually, I was wrong the way I said it. I think 47% would not do it, or would do it. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Did I hit it right on the nail?
No. First of all, 47% said they would make the trade, which was my question to you. How many people would trade Bubba Chandler for this guy? 47% say yes, 53% say no. And I want to make this interactive here early today. So please, at 412-928-9370, should the Pirates make such a call? I think it just makes total sense. The Red Sox desperately need a guy like, they need pitching. They need somebody to come in there and you know, electrify their rotation. The Pirates need somebody to electrify their lineup. You know, I think Cruz is going to be a star. I still do. But to have a kid like that come in here, I mean, imagine you're sitting out there right now, perhaps in your car, perhaps watching on the YouTube channel, which I certainly hope you are, at 93.7thefan.com. That'll take you there. I think people would be really, really excited if that happened. I do. You have some who were ticked off. We had Dan Zangrilli on yesterday. I respect his opinion immensely. He claims in such a deal that the Pirates would be taking on way more risk because there's less certainty with a hitter than there is a pitcher. I'm not so sure about that. I'd have to see some sort of study. I know that a lot of times stats in AAA these days, hitting stats don't translate. But man, you'd be hard-pressed to find one person who is in the game of baseball and is familiar with, you know, prospects and what's happening in the minors, who doesn't think that Roman Anthony is going to be a really, really good major league hitter. This dude right now at AAA, he's 21, hitting .303, .430 on base, .492 slug, 8 home runs, 9 doubles, 2 triples at AAA. Now, I'm not sure if there's a similar gulf these days in pitching between AAA and the majors. Do you know that, Limits? Are people saying, because I know we've had many people on, And it's not hard to find stories to this effect, that there's never been such a vast gap in hitting between AAA and the majors. How about pitching?
Yeah, I mean, the hitting portion, that's what Derek Shelton told us last year, especially just a couple of times when he joined us. Hitting-wise, or pitching-wise, I think the gap is there, but not nearly as much, at least of what people have said, compared to hitting.
Well, that's why Zangrilli said the Pirates would be taking on more risk. And he might be right. But I would also say that the bigger risk is with the pitcher in terms of injury. I mean, that's just out there with power pitchers. It's just a fact that so many of them sustain long-term injuries that cost them a year of their careers. That's just a fact. Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing Bubba Chandler as much as the next person. That Henry Davis story with Gormley the Owl the other day in the Trib really opened my eyes. When Davis said, this guy's got the best fastball I've ever seen, he said of Chandler. This is the personal catcher for Paul Skeens saying that. That's noteworthy to me. So either way, I think you win as a Pirate fan in the Bubba Chandler situation. But man, what an obvious thing to pursue, in my mind, if you're Ben Cherington. You allegedly have a surplus of pitching. You're still going to have a really good, you already have a really good staff. If there's one thing Cherington has done well, it's find veteran starters. So I'm assuming the combination of Skeens plus Keller plus young guys plus guys who come in, you're going to have a good staff. Can you imagine if you woke up tomorrow and you had the number one hitting prospect in all of baseball ready to step into the outfield for the Pirates? I think that would be awesome. I would do it, Limits. As much as I'm looking forward to seeing Bubba Chandler and Skeens at the top of a rotation, I would do that trade. I would make the call. Let's put it that way. If I'm Ben Cherington, I absolutely make that call. Do you?
Yes, I would make the call. I don't know if ultimately I would go through with it.
And well, let's... I'm sorry that I put you in a bad position there. Let's not beat around the bush. This isn't like a normal trade where you'd make the call and say, yeah, can you throw in a pick here? No, there's a simple call. You want to trade your guy for our guy? I would absolutely do it. Would you?
I would make the call. Ultimately, I think I would do it with some hesitancy.
What about the call would give you pause? I mean, if you're making the call, you're doing it. What could they tell you that would sway you either way?
Well, I would make the call just to be able to hear what they say, engage their interest in what my guy in Chandler is. How do they view him? How do they value him? How do other organizations view what we claim to be our most prized possession?
I mean, I'm calling up the Red Sox and saying, I'm offering Bubba Chandler for Roman Anthony. Yes or no? There's nothing really to glean or nothing else to say, is there, on that phone call?
No, I don't think so. I'd be curious what their interest level is in even trading Anthony, because they traded for Garrett Crochet, such a powerful left-handed arm in the offseason, and did not include Anthony in the deal, or Marcelo Meyer. So I wonder if he is an untouchable guy for them regardless. But I'd make the call just to see, yeah, because their hitting is just so poor that they need to do anything possible to try to improve it. And if that's the necessary move to do it, I would strongly consider it.
I would do it is what I would do. And at the same time, I'm looking forward to seeing Chandler. And I hope that happens very soon. I think we're reaching the safety point where he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. Although,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From a America for America.
What if this dude just rips off a bunch of wins? And I mean, there's no saying he couldn't. What if they call him up July 4th? How many starts does he get? Limits 4 per month, maybe?
He'd end up with 12? About 12.
Yeah. What if he's 10-2? What if? Well, he won't get a decision every game, and you'll mostly get losses with the Pirates. But what if he's 8-1? Let's say that he's 8-1, and he's just a phenom. Do you think they're trying to protect against that? Because there's a rule that if you finish, I think, first or second in rookie of the year,
yes,
you forfeit a year of service as the team.
That's correct.
He accrues a year of service and gets out of his contract earlier. But I'm hoping to see him very soon. And by the way, in Boston, they're starting to get very antsy to see this guy, and they're accusing the Red Sox of holding him down to achieve the same goal there.
It's been a... decade? They've been doing this for years, teams have.
Yeah.
To keep players down to ultimately get that extra year of service time with them. But it's not surprising.
The rookie of the year thing is a recent wrinkle, though.
Yes.
Like Chris Bryant, when he came up in the Cubs system, was kept down for a couple weeks. Paul Skeens was here. When was his debut? June 4th?
May 11th.
May 11th. There you go. So about a month. This is way different than that.
Yeah, Garrett Cole was mid-June, though, so I can see a similar thing with Chandler. It would not surprise me at all if he's up this homestand. I kind of expect it to be this homestand, maybe even this weekend.
I think it should be, and there's other things going down on the farm. Did you see what Hunter Barco did, limits, at AAA? Have you seen the numbers that this dude has?
He's back because he was dealing with a little bit of an injury that prevented him from making one or two starts, and he picked up where he left off.
I normally wouldn't mention Hunter Barco at the top of a show here, but he's one of the best pitchers in all the minor leagues right now. And he just came back with Indy, so he's a phone call away, three scoreless innings, and he struck out 7 of the 12 batters he faced. And in his 33 innings at Altoona and then up at Indy, his ERA is 0.81.
He did not allow a run in 25 and two-thirds innings in Altoona. Only 11 hits, and he struck out 34.
And now he's got 47 strikeouts in 33 innings. That's another point. And I know he's been injured a lot, and that's another point. But the Pirates can afford to part with Bubba Chandler only if the return is that. The best prospect in all of baseball. What do you think our calls would be like if that deal was ever made?
Conflicted, because we keep saying improve the offense, come on Ben Cherington, do something about it. And if you're trading your most significant minor league asset, it's going to anger some people. But I think in the grand scheme of it, when you see Anthony, who also is an everyday player, going out there, and if, as long as he performs, I think a lot of people would forget.
Well, here's the other topic on the table that I've been thinking about, and you can join in. In fact, I'd love you to join in at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. The Pirates, Ben Cherington, have fallen woefully short on the hitting side. This is a chance to make up for that, maybe, with one big swing, pun intended. Would you do it? Would you be excited about it? I think a lot of people who say they wouldn't be, if it actually happened and Don Kelly was penciling in Roman Anthony's name in left field tomorrow, would be pumped. I think you'd get a little bit of a walk up that day myself. That's what I think. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Let's have that conversation. And then the big name for the Steelers, T.J. Watt. Jerry Dulac writing yesterday that this might not be a very easy process with T.J. Watt. And yes, we've talked about it many times, right? Should they trade T.J. Watt? Should they not? Here's the angle I'm coming at it from today is I'm stunned at the trade reaction and how easily so many people would seemingly part with T.J. Watt. Just stunned. And whether that's social media, different polls you read out there, whether it's anecdotally, people I run into and talk to, whether it's listening to Mulsey yesterday on the PM show, whether it's responses to a mailbag I put out, just generally, every way that I have to measure what I think the fan base is thinking tells me that I think a majority, which is crazy to say, would be okay if the return was right, would be okay with trading T.J. Watt. I really do. And speaking of Twitter polls, I put out one, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. And I asked if fans would prefer paying Watt on a Myles Garrett type deal or trading him. Okay. So you're going to give Watt Myles Garrett money, which is, you know, $40 million a season, 4 years, $40 million a season, and $123.5 million in guaranteed money. So and or $123.5 in guaranteed. Or would you rather have them trade him? Assuming, and I would assume, I don't care what anybody says, you're going to get a first round pick and more. So in 35 minutes, over 1,000 people voted, and 80% of them voted to trade T.J. Watt. 80%. And that got me to wondering, like, what is it about maybe the modern day sports fan that might play into that answer, those results? And I think it's that people have become more savvy these days with money and contracts and things like that. And of course, everybody loves T.J. Watt. Who doesn't? He's an all-time Steeler. And he might right now, you can still make an argument that he's the best defensive player in football. Through 12 weeks, he was a heavy favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's 30. He's going to turn 31. That's significant. But that's not 35. That's not a 35-year-old Von Miller on the open market. That is actively, maybe, the best defensive player in football at age 30 on the market, if he were to go to market. That's bringing you a first-round pick and more. To me, it's crazy to think otherwise. But what of the fact that so many people would be on board with this? Here was an example or a couple of responses to that poll. Giddy says, I'm a huge fan of T.J. Watt, but he's just not worth spending that much on, especially when the team needs so much and they could get back some high-quality draft picks for him. Sports Nostradamus. Do you have Shelty, by the way, on Nostradamus? Says, don't pay for past performance. He already got that money. Spread that money around.
you know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the data up.
He may have the pronunciation right, old Sheltie, Nostradamus. A man named Thomas, I love players, but I love winning more. Jay Crossland, $8.95. I love TJ, but I'll pay him that contract when he starts throwing touchdown passes. Mike, Pens fan, 1977, trade him. What have they won with him? And he's on the downside of his career. So I don't think I'm building a straw man here, like a fake argument. I honestly, in my walk of life, run into so many people and am always reading, watching sports. And this topic comes up a lot, and I get the overwhelming feeling that way more people than I could have imagined would be okay with a TJ Watt trade rather than pay him that kind of money well into his 30s. Do you get that feeling too, Limits?
I do. I just feel like a lot of people are looking at the Myles Garrett deal too, and in just playing comparison between Watt and Garrett, they see that it's just not worth the total amount of money to do that and overreact to the just lunacy that the Browns did oversetting the market, resetting the market again with Garrett. But from a TJ Watt specific perspective, yeah, I feel like a lot of people have really come to the reality the more and more this losing streak continues of 8 years without a playoff victory, we're not winning with TJ Watt. Are we really going to win with him in his 30s?
I mean, think about it. You and I say, and everybody says, really, they're putting all these resources into going hard after a quarterback next year,
yes.
Right? So then they're starting with a new, brand new quarterback. And unless he's Jaden Daniels, do you think they're going to win right away with a brand new guy? They could, I guess.
At least not going to they're not going to a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
It just doesn't make sense to pay TJ Watt that kind of money for 4 more years till he's what, 35? Now, Dulac mentioned this in his story yesterday that guys like Von Miller have seen major decline, pass rushers, major decline after the age of 30. And I looked at this a little closer, Limits, and it a lot of the evidence out there is frightening. It's like running backs. It's almost like when your car hits 100,000 miles, things start breaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like literally age 30. Let me go to Terrell Suggs here. And I should have written this down so I'm not doing this on live radio. And I apologize, Limits, for that. But Terrell Suggs, when he turned age 30, after that, he had a couple of double-digit seasons, but was never really the same guy. All his best work was before that. He was a defensive player of the year at age 29. James Harrison did some good work after he turned 30, but not much, Limits. He... At age 30, was a first-team All-Pro, 31, second-team All-Pro, and then 32 was his last big year in the league. That's James Harrison, who didn't have a lot of wear and tear, coming in, really. And then we have guys like DeMarcus Ware, the same thing, where it was just like age 30. Now, some other guys stayed very productive. Kevin Green was an example. Well into his 30s, he was making first team all pro. Chris Dolman, Pitt great, is another example of a guy who stayed very productive. But the bottom line is you're taking a big, big risk at that kind of money. My God, not long ago, that was quarterback money. You know what I mean? Look at Dwight Freeney.
Yeah.
Great edge rusher. Limits. His age 30 year was 2010. That was also the last year he had double-digit sacks. And this guy was, he was great. It just happens.
So the real question is TJ Watt an outlier?
I don't know, because the signs aren't good, I would say.
No.
Because of injury. Last year, he was banged up at the end of the year. He was not himself, and that's why he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, I believe.
That's why he didn't have a stat in his last, 180 snaps or whatever
it's,
it was.
It's unbelievable. He was, I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was banged up. And he was, like, legitimately, but I think that lingered.
But he's been banged up at the end of years.
The year before, he wasn't available for the playoffs. He got injured. So does he strike me as a guy who's going to be out there at 33 years old, 34 years old, dominating? He doesn't. I could be wrong. He doesn't. I'm not giving him that kind of money. I'm just not. And I have to believe that's what he's going for. But it's the fan reaction, because usually with these things, historically, especially a guy like him, who doesn't love TJ Watt, right? And yet people look at the situation and say, yeah, it's probably not a good investment. There are tons and tons of Steelers fans who would be perfectly okay and even endorse the idea of trading TJ Watt. That's a fact. And that's unusual with that kind of player, that kind of hometown hero. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. And especially somebody that's been as impactful as the all-time leading sack leader in franchise history. And I mean, you walk around the stadium, the amount of TJ Watt jerseys that you see is
right.
It's probably more than any current player right now, no doubt.
Tell me I'm wrong. 412-928-9370. Speak up for the other side, because I haven't heard a lot for the other side. So two topics on the table regarding trades. If you're the Pirates, would you deal Bubba Chandler, perhaps the best pitching prospect in all the sport, for Roman Anthony, widely acknowledged as the best overall prospect, I should say, the best position player, the best hitter? Would you make that call? Would you be pursuing that if you're Ben Cherington? And then the second one is TJ Watt. What is with Steeler fans, seemingly like tons of them, being perfectly okay and even kind of gung-ho about the idea of trading him rather than giving him Myles Garrett money? I would imagine even TJ is surprised, or would be surprised, if he knew the reactions out there to this idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.